This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Show serving up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Fiver with you. Going hunting up north, but don't want to miss your favorite shows on The Fan? The answer is easy. Simply download the radio.com app and take The Fan with you. Right up there to that deer tree stand or that tree stand that you hunt deer from or whatever. I've never been hunting in my life. But yeah, you go up there. I know you got to be quiet, right? That's a whole big thing. I'd be quiet before you shoot your deer or whatever. So yeah, put your earbuds in or your headphones on and just listen to Bart Winkler show, Ryan Horvath, right? 5 a.m. to 6. You all are up in your tree stands by that point, I think. By 5 a.m. in the morning in the dark. Yeah, go ahead, throw it in. Listen to Ryan Horvath from 5 to 6. And then listen to Bart from 6 until 10. And then Bill, 10 to 2. And then Wendy's Big Show, 2 until 6. You know the whole lineup here on The Fan.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay from Mike Clemens. Brought to you by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Watch the Green Bay games at Jim Dandy's with $2 domestic taps, $3 rails, and $4 imports, plus free food at halftime. JimDandy'sGrill.com.
I mean, it's a little weird. Actually, you know, I was in Dallas last year and we played the Packers. It was a very weird feeling after being in Green Bay for 8 years, you know, giving everything to that organization. To play them, it was weird being on the other sidelines, but you know, it's a new year, a different situation, and really we're just looking to go 1-0 this week.
There he is, Randall Cobb, now with the Houston Texans. Some, I'm sure, amongst Packer fans would love to have Randall Cobb back in a Packer uniform, Michael.
Randall Cobb, one of the most dedicated guys. Aaron Rodgers, of course, just still raves about him. What a weird turn for this guy's career. His last year in Green Bay as a Packer, Mike McCarthy gets fired. He gets picked up by the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Jason Garrett gets fired. He gets picked up by the Houston Texans, a team that was in the playoffs last year. Bill O'Brien gets fired 4 weeks in. Then this Texans team, 1-5, man, it was not an easy schedule. I mean, they opened up against the Chiefs at Arrowhead and lost. And then they had to play the Ravens, a tough team, and lost. And then they had to play the Steelers. Man, it's amazing. You know, I think Mike Tomlin is underrated as a coach. I mean, and now he's got Roethlisberger back, and they're, you know, a strong team. And they lost in Pittsburgh. And then they lost to the Vikings at home, and that's when O'Brien got fired.
Sounds like he's a coach killer, Mike. Well, sounds like he's a coach killer.
You know, you got to wonder. The Texans beat the Jaguars when Romeo Crennel took over as interim head coach. And then they had the lead. They put up the points, and they try to go for two, and Deshaun Watson trying to throw to Randall, who dropped it.
Well, it got deflected at the line, to be fair.
Was it? Yeah, okay. All right. And but, you know, this is a team, though, that brought in a couple of more free agents, try and reinvent themselves, and then they went into but then they lost all those mini camps. There's a lot of chemistry problems with this team and not a very good defense. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Bill O'Brien like around June or so? Didn't he say, you know what, I'm just letting my guys go and we'll get together for camp? And, you know, so whatever. The team is in disarray, but they have had a really tough schedule. So you've been talking about J.J. Watt, but how about Randall Cobb? You think Aaron Rodgers wouldn't like to see Randall Cobb come back to Green Bay?
Absolutely.
What would the price be? And Randall Cobb was asked, does he think the Texans will trade him? And can he believe that he's now on a team, the Texans, that are 1-5?
Yeah, I don't think it was anything that I could have ever imagined. You know, obviously, whenever I signed here, Coach O'Brien was going into his 7th, 8th year here. He's built a foundation here. And having playoff runs, I could have never imagined that things would be sitting at 1-5 and he wouldn't be our head coach right now. That's just this league, and, you know, it's part of the business. It happens, and, you know, you never know what to expect. Crazier things happen in this business since I've been in it. You really just got to brace yourself and wait and see what happens. I bought a house here, so I planned on being here for the long haul. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. You know, you take it day by day. You know, I think there was some there was a conversation after practice that took place, and we'll see. You know, I don't know what to think or what to believe. You just sit back and take it day by day and come to work and try to do your job every day.
All right, so there's Randall Cobb, who's gotten several coaches fired here in the last couple of years. I'm just joking about that. But again, yeah, would Randall Cobb be welcomed back by Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, I would think Aaron Rodgers would welcome back Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson. Go through the list of guys that he would welcome back. And I'll tell you this, even though J.J. Watt doesn't play on defense, we've been talking about possibly trading for him based on Matt Schneidman's article from earlier today in hypothetical trade scenarios. I bet you Aaron Rodgers would love to see J.J. Watt in the locker room playing on the defensive side of the ball, too.
Yeah, I think Mike Pettine would, too. I would think LaFleur would, just to bring one more.
Kenny Clark would love it.
One more pillar of leadership, because nobody tops this guy for leadership. And J.J. Watt's on a team that put all their chips down in an offense to get Deshaun Watson, you know, the weapons. They lost that offseason. You know, it's this team still searching for chemistry. We know about J.J. Watts, you know, battling with the injuries on and off the last couple of years, but no one still works harder. And I want to tell you, though, this trade stuff, this is not coming from the big show up in Milwaukee or even, you know, reporters in Green Bay. This is coming from Houston. This is coming from experienced reporters in Houston that are taking a look back and saying, you know what, this team got old. They've got too many older veterans here. Why don't they just have a fire sale, draft to build a new team for Watson, you know, in the future, get a new GM, get a new coach, and, you know, let's talk about, you know, a dynasty for the next 2 or 3 years, because you've got a franchise quarterback. This stuff is all coming from Houston. And so J.J. Watt, you know, he knows he's in the middle of this, and he was asked today, does he want to be traded to Green Bay to finish his career?
I imagine myself playing for Pewaukee High School. That's as far as I got in my dreams at the time. So, no, I can't say. I mean, growing up in Wisconsin, you know, that's just the way it was. Everything you had sports-wise, either green, gold, or red and white, that's what it was. So it's an incredible fan base that they have. Incredible people, obviously, fortunate to grow up there. And I absolutely respect and appreciate the loyalty that their fan base has to that team. So my goal since I got here was to bring a championship to the city of Houston. That remains my goal. Until the day I'm not a Houston Texan anymore. That will always be my goal. That's what I'm working towards. That's what I'm working towards today, and that's what I'll work towards tomorrow.
If they trade J.J. Watt, you can kiss ticket sales out the door for the next several years, because that fan base will turn so quick on that organization if they trade J.J. Watt. It will be brutal if they move on from J.J. Watt via trade.
That's a good point. That's a good point, because Houston's one of those markets where, I mean, they won't show up. You know, you remember Greg Cook, right, former Packer?
He's on tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show, tomorrow at 2:45.
Yeah, well, Bill Michaels and I, when we were down there for Super Bowl a couple of years ago, we went out to dinner with him, and I mean,
great guy.
Those fans down there are brutal.
Yep.
They're as tough as New York fans down there, and it's football. Okay, yesterday on the Big Show, you guys were talking about, is it really fair? I mean, all the negative stories, is there a quarterback that's taken more negative stuff that's going to be a future Hall of Famer than Aaron Rodgers? And, you know, I texted you, this started the day he got drafted. This started the day he got drafted to be the guy to replace the beloved Brett Favre. Whoever was going to get picked for that job was going to be was going to have trouble. I mean, you know, in the summer of 2008 during the Favre saga, Aaron Rodgers is running your team during family night, and they're booing him in family night.
Yep. Well, they had little kids holding up signs, ripping them at practice and during training camp that summer.
And so it continues. And it's, you know, it's partly the four-letter network for some reason. I don't know if it's because Rodgers won't give them interviews. And after stuff like this happened, it'll be even further down the road. But in the pregame show last Sunday morning, the ESPN countdown show, they went around the country and they talked to Aaron Rodgers' former backups. They talked to Joe Callahan, Seneca Wallace, Graham Harrell, and Brett Hundley,
God,
still playing. He's
how
with the Cardinals.
Awful are those guys?
And
you go back to Brett Favre's backup and list those off compared to what Rodgers has had behind him,
yeah,
just brutal.
And I think that's
God.
Part of the reason that the decision had to be made on Ted,
God,
and especially
bad.
McCarthy, is like, you know, you don't have a Nick Foles who could, you know, replace your Carson Wentz and close the deal on a Super Bowl.
And you forgot about Brom, who apparently they didn't interview because he's got to coach Purdue this week because his brother's got COVID.
Yeah, Brom. He
was awful, too, and that was a second-round pick.
Yeah, Brian Brom was dropping center quarterback snaps in minicamp. I mean, it was pathetic. It was pathetic. So they talked to Joe Callahan about the time he was invited to Aaron's house for a barbecue, and here's what Joe Callahan said.
My rookie year, he invited us over for a little barbecue at his house, and then midway through the night, he broke out his karaoke microphone, which ranks how well you sing the song. You know, that turned from, you know, just a fun little barbecue to us competing over karaoke. And I would definitely double check the calibration on that microphone because his scores seemed a little too high that day.
You can't even enjoy just singing karaoke. He turns that into a competition?
Barbecue, it's like, hey, let's have karaoke, and we're keeping score at karaoke. Seneca Wallace says that one time he's with Rodgers, and you know when planes go over and they have that jet stream, that white tail that comes out? This is Seneca Wallace.
We definitely had some conversations that were a little out there.
He's always thinking the crazy conspiracies, and so he's like, hey, what do you think all that stuff is flying behind that jet stream? Do you think that, you know, has anything to do with maybe why everybody's getting cancer? That's just kind of his attitude. That's the way he's, you know, wired.
You could go from talking about football then to talking about conspiracies about, you know, who built the pyramids. And, you know, there wasn't just one subject that we talked about.
Who does he think built the pyramids?
You know, I mean, that's an in-house conversation we can't reveal.
All you have to know about Aaron Rodgers, if you want to really know, go back and read that multi-piece done for Sports Illustrated on KGB.
Yeah.
And go back and read about Rodgers and KGB's relationship and their discussions about religion. That really is all you need to know.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers wants to know about everything.
Right.
He thinks that he's smarter than everybody in the room and is trying to figure out things that others haven't.
Well, he's convinced it was aliens or UFOs that built the pyramids. And then Brett Hundley was asked, what's Aaron Rodgers like after a Packers loss?
He didn't like losing at all. I really hope Aaron watches this because I think the biggest thing that we had a battle was our body types, especially mine. You know, I like to be very fit, six-pack, you know, looking good, trim. And Aaron, his body fat percentage was through the roof most of the time when I was there. But I think that was the biggest struggle for Aaron. So, like, Aaron now, you know, if you watch this, man, I hope your body percentage fattens down.
That's good. But, I mean, do realize that most quarterbacks have guts on them at this point. In fact, I just saw a picture the other day. Peyton Manning, who definitely had some chub on him when he played, he's got a six-pack now. Dude, it's ripped compared to what he was like when he played.
When Brett looks better now than he did as a player.
No question.
So Aaron was asked this, and as I said, I told you guys this last spring, he's getting more and more into this spirituality, and I think him and guys like Jair too, you know, these guys that are in their 20s and 30s, they're dealing with anxiety in different ways. We're hearing about meditation and all that to build your confidence. But Aaron was asked yesterday, is there any concern that last week's bad practices could carry over into this week? And listen to this answer, Sparky.
I have a firm belief in the manifestation of our thoughts and our words into reality, so I'm not even going to go down the hypothetical situation that you're referring to. You know, I do answer your questions best of my abilities at times. I'm not big on hypotheticals. In this case, like I've said this entire conference, the most important thing is to stick to the process and the plan and the routine. We are creatures of habit, and it's important to move forward. You know, by the time we watch that film on Monday, that's in the can. We're on to the next opponent. You know, the last 2 days we've been watching Houston. You know, we've been talking about Houston. We're on to the next situation.
We played some of that Aaron Rodgers stuff earlier in the show. And one of my favorite parts of that is when he's telling the media that, you know, you got to be even keel. You can't be up and down on a win and a loss. But very earlier in the exact same comment, he talks about how he doesn't want to talk about what happened last week. He closes the book on Monday. But funny, every other dang week this year, he was fine talking about the previous week's games when they won and he played well. He stinks. Oh, I don't want to talk anymore. But we can't be emotional now. No.
At the same time, he's talking about the white noise. And he's been picking on the media the last couple weeks, even though they were 4-0. But he doesn't like the way some of the national media is spinning what he's doing, or I guess what the Packers are doing. And at the same time, you know, the team is feeding him those clips, too.
Whatever. I mean, that's up to him to figure it out. I mean, he's been dealing with this forever. If it's too much, then
part of it is him.
There's obviously nothing I can do.
He's a very smart dude with kind of some strange things like all those guys. At the same time, there's never been an athlete that had that many guys coming after him and telling stories after he left. I mean, add to the list to Greg Jennings, so, Jermichael
Finley,
and all these other guys.
Eventually somebody will have a book on this doing what he's really like, and I can't wait to read it. Michael, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sparky.
There he is, Michael Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Highline. Applying for a home renovation loan as you're feeling anxious. Breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Have you played the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em yet? Why haven't you? If you haven't, come play against me and other radio guys from across the country. See if you can beat me. If you played me last week, you definitely beat me. There's $1,000 up for grabs every single week. Sign up today at radio.com/picks and pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, totally free to enter. It's a brand new game every week of the season. So sign up right now and you've got a shot to win $1,000 this week. Make your picks at radio.com/picks. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at radio.com/picks. Time for the Chevy Drive Home Big Show moment.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home moment of the Big Show.
You know, for a Mike Pettine defense, I guess the two things that surprise me is they don't play very much man-to-man coverage and they don't blitz very much. And, you know, I think we always thought of Mike Pettine, certainly going back to his Rex Ryan days, as a guy who would blitz and play man. And they don't play very much man, and they don't blitz a lot. So it's a zone-heavy defense. And I guess, you know, that's the way he feels is the best way to play. You know, the problem in this league is we live not only week to week, we live not only day to day, but minute to minute. So when something bad happens, we all have to make these definitive judgments about a team. They're 4-1. I think they're doing okay for the most part.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.